This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Thirsty Thursday and happy Halloween. You know, I recognize the people in this room, but I don't know that everyone listening knows exactly who I'm sitting with today. So maybe you guys could introduce yourselves this fine Halloween.
It's a brand new show, after all.
It is.
I don't know if I could do a good impression.
Hi, I'm Bert from Sesame Street. That was pretty good. Is that, I don't even know. I think every Sesame Street character might kind of sound like this.
Yeah.
I think we're almost Bert, going Kermit.
And I've lost my Ernie.
Oh, solo Bert, no Ernie.
I'm a sad Bert.
Oh. Well, yeah, I'm a happy witch.
Yeah, and you're cute. You're a cute witch. I will say, Bert, you're really creeping me out.
Yeah, baby.
You're creepy. Oh, my gosh.
Is it the unibrow or is it the weird patch of hair I have on my head?
It's both.
Or like the fact that I'm like a human version of Bert.
Yeah, all of the above.
Because I haven't colored my skin yellow. I don't have an orange nose. I'm just normal human Bert. This is what Bert would look like if he lived amongst us.
Apparently he does.
Yeah, thank you.
And that unibrow, I think it's really weird. Dude,
cut me some slack. So yesterday we were on New Day Northwest, which was awesome. Shout out to the fine folks over at King 5. That was awesome they had us on. But then it was like, you guys should come in costume. Awesome. I realized the only costume I have is my Hooters girls outfit.
Yeah.
And I did not think that would go over well for a New Day Northwest. I was a little worried. I was like, I don't know, man. That might be a little too aggressive if I show up in like a really tight top and leggings and
daytime
shorts.
Daytime TV.
And shorts that go a little too high. I feel like that was good for, you know, our concert, but maybe not for daytime TV where maybe that's not their demographic.
It's a little cold in the studio there, you know.
So I'm like, there's got to be some old costume just lying around. And I found my old Bert costume when D. Ted Smith and I went to a Fish concert and we dressed as Bert and Ernie. But the Bert costume has a giant Bert, like, mascot head.
Oh.
So I was like, well, crap, I can't do that on TV. And so I peeled the unibrow off of the mascot head. And then I peeled also, and it came up pretty easy. So I could re-sew it back on if I really want to get crazy. And then I taped it to my face. And, man, I was like, I don't know. This might be a bad idea.
It's creepy, all right.
Well, and then the tape, when you take it off, how are your real eyebrows? Are they fine?
Oh, it's just wrist tape. It's not. It's almost like medical tape.
So oh, okay.
It comes off really easy. So I honestly, by the end of this show, I'm sure my eyebrows will be kind of hanging by a thread. Yeah.
Oh god.
But the funny part is, I'm like, this is so stupid. I'm gonna be a because you told me you're like, I'm gonna be a witch. I'm like, oh, so you're just kind of like mailing it in for your costume.
Wow. I mean, I'm wearing Ozzy Osbourne's lipstick, Steve.
Still kind of mailing it in.
100%. Right. Except so am I. I'm just, you know, reusing our zebra onesies that we used months ago.
So now I'm having a little bit of like not a panic attack, but I'm a little anxiety about going on and looking like this goofus.
Yeah.
And then I walk into the dressing room and we're doing the segment with Terry Holloman, who does a bunch of stuff on New Day Northwest, former Husky, just an awesome dude. And he's wearing one of those giant inflatable dinosaur costumes. And I was like, oh, thank God. Okay, I'm not the only person that's kind of gone a little aggressive with the costumes. And he just looked at me. I'm like, you look ridiculous. He looks at me. You look ridiculous. And we just started laughing. And he brought up a great point. He's like, we're going to do it. It's Halloween. Yep. You might as well look ridiculous.
Well, you look great, Steve, Bert. And I was hoping that you would help me inform the Rockaholics.
Let's go.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by the letter P. I'm Bert.
Good one.
Thank you. Ha-cha-cha.
P for pumpkin?
No, P for palace law, you idiot.
Oh.
Also, happy Halloween, everybody. It's National Carve a Pumpkin Day. Have you carved a pumpkin yet?
I have not.
I was about to say, who's waiting until Halloween to carve a pumpkin?
Me. Or I might just skip it. My dad did some great carvings the other night, and I was like, you know what? I feel good about what you did.
Did you not get any pressure from your son, Barrett?
Well, he was doing it with Papa.
Oh, okay. So
yeah,
he's fine.
Papa handled all the knives and all that. I didn't have to do any of it.
Yeah, we had to do it, and our theme this time around was peanuts. So we have a Snoopy one and a Charlie Brown one because that's what Tatum wanted us to do. So it's pretty fun. Yeah. And actually, they were pretty easy to do. So I was okay with that. Sarah, did you carve a pumpkin?
No.
Wow.
I don't have kids, so.
And George.
I was more of a pumpkin carver before I had kids than I am now.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sid and I have been doing it since we started dating.
It seems like way too much work.
It is, but it's kind of fun just to hang out. Get the pumpkin seeds, cook them up. By the time you're done carving the pumpkin seeds are ready to eat.
I feel like painting is more of the thing now. Painting a pumpkin.
I mean, that's kind of like, you know, wearing a witch's hat and saying it's a Halloween costume. You're kind of half-assing it, but all right. Hey, last night, what a game. I didn't get to watch it, but what a game. I was getting texts from you, Taryn.
Like, are you seeing this?
The Dodgers beat the Yankees in a thrilling come-from-behind Game 5 last night in New York. I'm always torn. Do you want to be the team that crushes all the other, like, be the heel, the bad guy, and see all the fans of the opposing team just be sad? Or do you want to win it at home and celebrate with your home city? Which I'm sure that's what you'd rather do, but you're going to... You know, you got to win this World Series wherever you can.
Oh, yeah.
And so the game was great.
It was fantastic.
Well, here's the final strikeout call.
Start the party, Los Angeles! Your Dodgers have won the World Series!
There's like a decent amount of Dodgers fans that seem to be there.
Oh, yeah.
And the Yankees were up 5-0. And then they had a bunch of errors, and they just kind of melted down in the fifth inning. And then the Dodgers were able to win the game 7-6. And the Yankees did take the lead again.
Oh, yeah, they did. They were up by, I think, one at one point.
Yep. Anyway, I think it was 6-5.
It was just bonkers. And I was very excited to see that Freddie Freeman was the MVP.
I know. Fell in love with that guy. Didn't even know who the hell he was before the series. But because of, like, he gave a shout-out to his dad after that big walk-off grand slam in game one, I'm like, I want this guy to do great. And he did. He was the MVP for the series.
So awesome. Massachusetts is considering legalizing certain plant-based psychedelics like psilocybin for adults that are 21 and over in like those supervised therapeutic conditions, you know.
Because just yesterday we were talking about this.
We were.
When we were playing that audio of Anna Kendrick doing mushrooms, like I believe it's legal in some places.
It sounds like it's Colorado and Oregon, and now Massachusetts is on board. So yeah.
When's Washington jumping
in? I don't even know, but we're living in wild times.
All right. Dumb question.
Okay.
If you had to pick one, one can stay, the rest have to go. This is a weird question, but, you know, people love to get drunk, people like to get stoned, and then people like to trip. If you had to get rid of one, you get rid of booze, weed, or hallucinogenics. Which one would be your, if it's all legal, you know, and there's no legal ramifications, which one are you keeping?
Which one? I can only keep one? I would keep alcohol.
You'd keep alcohol?
I would!
That'd be the one I'd get rid of first.
Ugh. I need my wine, Steve.
Yeah, you
box.
Do.
Oh, I'm on the same page as Taryn for sure.
Man, I keep the hallucinogenics.
I like that. That's balanced.
I feel like that's the one, like, of all the things, the one I was, like, most in control, even though you're on a little weird stratosphere, but like I'll get rid of booze today if I had to.
Oh, look at you.
Wow. I'm crazy.
Switching it up in here.
That's what Bert does. Bert just likes tripping. Hey, as far as weather, we're going to hit around 50 degrees. It's going to be cloudy today. The DMD is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the sub above, and that's what's up.
Halloween is today, and to get you in the mood, we want to see how well you know some of the most iconic Halloween or horror films. So call up now if you think you know all about the horror films that we grew up on. 206-803-ROCK. You're going to have a shot at winning a gift card to Carl's Jr. or Jersey Mike's when we play this little game at 620.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All this week, we are going to test the Rockaholics on how well they think they know some of the most iconic horror films.
Today is Halloween, after all.
Happy Halloween, Steve Miggs, also Bert.
Thank you, Witch.
Of Bert and Ernie. So, Miggs, you and I turned horror movies into children's stories, and we read them to our kids to see what they thought of these children's stories.
We couldn't read the actual story because I feel like our significant others would probably just murder us, and then it's a whole different horror story.
So we are going to get a caller on, and if they get both stories right, they'll win a gift card to Carl's Jr. or Jersey Mike's. And if not, caller 13 will get that prize. So let's meet our contestant. It is Leo in Edmonds. Good morning, Leo.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Leo, what's your all-time favorite Halloween movie?
All time.
Or scary movie, sorry.
Definitely going to be the Friday the 13th series, probably number 3 or 4.
Number 3 is kind of when it was more about Jason and him just, you know, taking people out with the machete, right?
Yeah. I think number 2 at Holland, it was all him, yeah.
So we're going to start off with Miggs, you telling Tatum a happy horror story, and Leo will have to guess what that story is.
Okay, let's go on a little adventure with my daughter Tatum.
This one's called Bill and the Silly Clown. Once upon a rainy day, a 12-year-old named Bill made a paper sailboat for his little brother. But when Georgie tried to grab it from the storm drain, he met a silly clown with a red balloon. Do you like clowns?
You know I don't.
You don't? It's like, you know I don't.
Absolutely not.
You don't like clowns? Uh-uh. A lot of people don't like clowns. Well, this clown's name is Pennywise, and Pennywise was very silly. He said, Georgie, come in the drain with me, and we can play with your paper boat. Next thing, Bill and all of his friends, they all started a team. What should we name the team?
DJs.
The DJs Club?
I feel like that was better than the Losers Club.
Yeah.
Okay, they're a team called the DJs Club. They all jumped into action. They found a spooky hideout, and they found all the paper boats. And then they said, you know what, Pennywise? No more playing with you. You need to leave. And Pennywise had to go for good.
Whoa.
You like that one?
Yeah, but he's getting tired.
He's getting tired?
Yeah.
And where's he going?
I think she was drinking whatever Barrett's been drinking these days.
Definitely channeling Barrett.
I do love at the ending of this conversation, she's like, all right, I'm done. Let's go watch a show.
Let's go watch a show.
And we did just that.
So, Leo, what movie do you believe that to be?
Uh, Well, first off, that was awesome.
Thanks, Leo.
Yeah, I think it's.
Yeah.
Woo-woo!
Nice job. That All is right. correct, my friend.
Excellent work, Leo. One down and one to go. Here is movie number two as I read it to Barrett, a happy horror story.
This one is called The Silly Scare at Woodsboro. In the funny town of Woodsboro, a girl named Casey got a spooky phone call on Halloween. Boo! It's me, Ghosty, giggled a silly voice. Ghosty loved playing tricks and asked Casey some funny questions. When he said her boyfriend Steve was stuck outside, he tripped and fell into some leaves. Oops, he shouted. Meanwhile, Sydney, who was Casey's best friend, was getting prank calls from Ghosty too. Why are you calling me? She asked, rolling her eyes. At a Halloween party at Stu's house, everyone wore goofy costumes. Suddenly, Ghosty snuck in, slipping on banana peels and making everyone laugh. They invited Ghosty to join their games, and together they sang silly songs and had a blast. When the sun came up, Woodsboro was the silliest town of all.
That was not the silliest.
It wasn't.
Like, that wasn't silly at all, Mom. What are you talking about?
Lies. All lies.
It wasn't? What was your favorite part of that story?
Slipping.
Slipping.
And tripping.
That was good. You did a good job.
I feel like Barrett and Tatum need to do their own podcast.
Oh my gosh. I would subscribe.
I feel like English would definitely be the second language on that podcast, but I'm down to listen.
Leo, what do we think that second happy horror story was?
This one was a little tougher, but then you said Sydney, and I was thinking, has to be Scream.
Yeah. Congratulations, Leo. You're a big Halloween winner today.
Right on. Thank you guys so much. You guys are awesome.
Oh, man. Appreciate it. Have a great Halloween.
Today is the spookiest day of the year. It is Halloween, and we have a very simple question based around today, but we need you to call in right now, 206-803-ROCK, and we promise it is a very simple question.
Now, it's a simple question, but it's also a question that I believe shut down a Seahawks press conference yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, we have the audio of it. It's crazy.
Okay, 206-803-ROCK, we will ask you that simple question after Ozzy Osbourne.
Yes, the Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday during the Seahawks coach Mike McDonald's press conference, it felt like the Seahawks media department absolutely shut down that press conference when Mike was asked this question.
First Halloween costume you remember wearing, and what's your favorite scary movie?
Last question.
Like, this is the last question. In all fairness, I think it was because it was like about 10 minutes into the press conference, and typically the PR guys are like, okay, we're good. This is the final question, but the timing was pretty funny. All right, here's Mike McDonald's answering the question again.
First Halloween costume you remember wearing, and what's your favorite scary movie?
Last question.
Man, I'm not a big Halloween guy. I was Bill Belichick once.
He said that in a very sultry voice, too.
Yeah.
I'm not a big Halloween guy.
I'm not a big Halloween guy.
How about you guys?
What are you guys doing on Sunday? Want to watch some football?
I'm not a big Halloween guy. I was Bill Belichick one year. I think he'll appreciate that. Maybe he won't because I were playing on defense. I don't know. Scary movie. Halloween guy, Scream guy. You know?
Huh.
Classics.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. Maybe the press guy was kind of done. He's just like, okay, we're good. Gotta go.
Thank you.
All right.
But I don't think he was necessarily like done because the reporters were asking that question to some of the players too, and I thought it was kind of cool. Like Charles Cross was asked the question, but he couldn't remember what costume he wore.
Ever dressing up for Halloween?
Yeah, I do. My first costume I think was like probably like a ghost or something like that, or I really can't remember anything else.
Do you remember yours?
I mean, I remember being a kitty cat and a pumpkin. When I was like really, really little. But
yeah.
The first one that I remember like doing myself was Ghostface from Scream.
Damn.
Yeah.
I think my first was one of those really bad Halloween costumes where it's like a plastic face. And it was Peter Criss from Kiss. And it looked, I have a picture of it somewhere. It's awful. It's so awful.
Well, all of this leads us to want to ask a special Halloween edition of our simple question to the Rockaholics. And we'll start with Justin in Ferndale. The simple question or questions are these. Justin, what was your first Halloween costume and what is your all-time favorite scary movie?
Happy Halloween, everyone.
What's
Happy
up, Justin?
Halloween.
when I was 4 years old, I remember it was four, because for my golden birthday, I got a Batman costume, and I wore that for Halloween.
Now, was it a good Batman costume, or was it like, I was saying, like the Peter Criss one with like the cheesy plastic mask with the string on the back?
Cheesy plastic mask.
Nice.
With the string on the back, the fully stuffed front chest piece with the bat nipples, mind you. But.
And what was the scary, what was your favorite Halloween movie?
So, yesterday I told you guys my favorite scary movie, well, would it be Alien, but my favorite Halloween movie of all time is Casper.
Oh, I love Casper.
Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, all of the series is fantastic.
Oh, that's so great. I loved the Christina Ricci Casper. That was the best.
I don't think I've seen it.
Oh, you should definitely watch that, Steve. Adam and Sheldon, fine. Same simple questions to you. What was your first Halloween costume, and what is your all-time favorite scary movie?
So my first Halloween costume was, I was a cowboy.
Nice.
And
did you have the holster with the guns and all that, the cap guns?
Oh, yeah, and the hat with that weird little lace trim around it.
Yes.
And your all-time favorite scary movie, Adam?
Pet Sematary.
Oh, yeah, that one messed me up for sure.
Also, I got to say, one of the best Ramones songs.
Yeah, oh, totally. That's a great song.
I think that song is one of their absolute best, because it's a little bit different than their typical straightforward, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 Ramones songs. Like, it had a little bit of a little more depth to it. I like that one a lot.
206-803-ROCK, our simple question to Derek in Kirkland. What was your first Halloween costume, and what is your all-time favorite scary movie?
The first Halloween costume I can remember doing myself was a soldier, and I'm going to switch my favorite Halloween movie, scary movie, and it'd be 30 Days of Night, if I'm remembering that right, the name of it, when they're in Alaska, and vampires and such.
Ooh, I do love a vampire movie. Thanks, Derek. Rock on.
One of my favorite pastimes now is to play random songs from the past and then stare at Sarah just to kind of get a vibe of what she's feeling about this one.
Can't say I'm feeling it.
Oh, it's so good, Sarah.
Why do you gotta hate punk rock?
Lean in.
The disappointment on Steve/Bert's face was priceless.
I raised my eyebrow to you.
I know. You guys are just like weirdly bobbing your heads, and it's like creeping me out, kind of.
I don't want to be buried in a pet cemetery.
Hey, Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Bert on Halloween?
Beat Bert.
He has tagged out Steve Miggs. He's tagged in for the game. Steve Miggs has a record of 307 wins, 90 losses, and 53 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 6:50.
The Daily Miggs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.